Queensland. Now, here's some warm and fuzzies for your Tuesday morning. You might remember Clifton Creek Primary School was burnt down in last year's fires, and the school has been rebuilt. Well, it's on its way to being rebuilt anyway, and it's operating on its site out of a few portables there. They've got a new staff member, a fluffy one with four paws. Grant Shannon is from Dogs Connect and is the founder of Dogs Connect and a former primary school teacher, and with us this morning to tell us more. G'day, Grant.
G'day, Jonathan.
Tell us about this therapy dog at Clifton Creek.
Yes, mate. Well, a couple of things. It's Lucknow Primary School and Clifton Creek, so we're really stoked to be in this area. And we're working with wellbeing dogs. There's a slight difference to therapy dogs.
Mm.
And a lot of people aren't really aware, but therapy dogs in general are in a therapeutic scenario with a professional and a client up on a couch doing what dogs do best and giving people comfort. But the program and the dogs that we're working with are really young dogs to start with, and they're here for connectedness for entire communities, which is awesome, and it's great to see dogs come into an opportunity to do what they do so well.
That's a big job for a dog, to bring together an entire community.
Yeah. Well, it's about more connection, more connectedness, and it's about, and dogs, these particular dogs, we know they love to do this. It is a really big dog, though, a really big job, though, Jonathan. So there's lots of work to do, and we prepare people for this by, there's so much to learn about how to do this in a way that's appropriate for the dog, but also beneficial for so many people, from the bright moments we get when we see a dog that we're connected with, through to some of the learning that we can do that's in line with the trauma-informed education models that's about shifting behaviours and really deep learning and teaching opportunities, which is why I love working with schools. It's great to be in this area.
Well, at a very basic level, I reckon the kids would just love having a dog in the school, full stop, without having all of the, you know, the academic reasoning and the backup for why you should have them in there. It's just fun to have a dog around, isn't it?
Oh, that's it, mate. And we just talked about it with a group of staff just now, actually. The moments of brightness that you see in people's faces and their body language, these people around this region, and it's pretty obvious, mate, they've been through a lot. They've had some pretty big challenges. And so I'm really, really excited about working with these schools in this area. We're going to see so much positive come into these places for these people. And we set this up with a really big, strong structure behind it so that it's really sustainable. This is, you know, not just a one-off solution. It works in line with everything else these schools do for well-being for their people, but it's sustainable, and it needs to be that we learn about how to look after these dogs too, mate, because, as you said, it's a massive job.
Yeah. So tell us about the dogs that are at Clifton Creek and at Lucknow Primary School.
They're young. They're Groodles. So they're a cross between Golden Retriever and a Poodle, Jonathan, and there's reasons for that. Basically, really low triggering of allergies, pretty hygienic to have around. They don't tend to leave any, if maybe some hair around, but not a lot. Beautiful natures. You know, these dogs will be standard, so that they'll grow into pretty large dogs. They generally have a really soft appearance, and if you can imagine walking in with a dog that looks like, you know, somewhat like a teddy bear or some sort of cool character that they've seen in a book or on television, mate, kids are drawn to, and adults as well, to these dogs instantly in general. These dogs in particular, we did a handover only a couple of weeks ago. They're really young. They'll start their on-the-job training. You know, they've started. So it's about teaching the communities how to exist in harmony with a young dog. And the beauty of this, I think what I love about this model, is an entire community gets to do this journey of growth with a young animal and learn so much about how to honour and respect them and look after them, and all of that learning is transferable across the boom about us as humans. So so much to do.
I'm just trying to reconcile this, and I agree with you, this would be a really valuable project, but every time there's a dog attack, we're told that even domesticated animals are, you know, you can never tell what they're going to do. So how do you prevent a dog attack in a school?
Yeah, good question, mate. I think it's in the back of most people's minds, and it becomes about teaching people. Most people say, when I arrive to a school, here's the dog guy, the dog trainer, and my response is always, I train people. I've never really trained a dog. So it's about teaching people how to be really aware of what they bring as communication in body language to a dog, how to be really aware in reading the play. You know, we need to invite and ask for permission to be in a dog's space, not just walk up and put our hand in front of its face. So there's so much to do that's about teaching people so that we know that there is safety. That's the very first lens here. So my job is to teach so many people, and I get the beauty of building a dog into what we do. But yeah, look, I think once we've taught everyone, we are 100% solid on the fact that safety is our first lens. Well-being is part of that.
Well, I salute you in doing that, because I feel like the Department of Education and most big departments are so risk-averse these days that that even doing anything like this would probably almost get knocked on the head by the department saying, oh, you know, there's a risk that there could be a dog attack. We're just not going to do it at all. We're not going to accept any risk. So I think in getting dogs into school, you've had a victory just from day one.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I appreciate that, and we feel like that too. I understand from a department level that there is potentially that feeling around risk, and you know, I think from our perspective, we've got these opportunities to come into communities and inject this solution-based positivity, and we'll keep doing it. I think there'll come a day where it will be so common. It kind of feels like we're not too far off, where departments and larger bodies have to kind of look at it and say, well, how do we get on board here, because it's happening regardless of how we feel about it. So yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. I think we've just got the beauty of people still putting their hand up and say, hey, we're prepared to go the extra mile for our people and their well-being, and that's where we get the buy-in with the communities who are aligned with our values. It's great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I salute the people within the Department of Education who have kind of diverted from that usually very risk-averse policy setting to allow dogs into schools. I reckon it's great.
So
the dog at Clifton Creek is called Fifi. What's the dog at Lucknow called?
Milo.
Milo. Milo and Fifi, the Groodles. Very good.
Well, are you saying CC, as in the two letters for Clifton Creek?
Oh, no, I thought that was called Fifi.
Yeah. No, I'm glad it's not, to be honest, but it's CC.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and Milo is at Lucknow. And look, I really look forward to, once we get into a region with this program, and we're right across Australia in lots of different regions, it tends to gain a bit of momentum. So I'm really excited to begin this work in this region, mate. I'm really, as you can probably tell, I'm really passionate and really excited about this.
I can tell that just from your voice, Grant. Hey, look, thank you for having a chat with us, and good on you for getting into a job that you just absolutely love.
Oh, I'm so blessed. Thanks for your time, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries. Grant Shannon, he's the founder of Dogs Connect. He's a former primary school teacher, and his job is all about getting welfare dogs, as he calls them, into primary schools. And the latest CC at Clifton Creek, and who was the other one? Milo at Lucknow, which I know there's a couple of schools across Gippsland that have dogs in the schools, which I'm all for. I reckon it's great. I was kind of surprised when I learned that because as you could probably hear, usually departments like the Department of Education are just so risk averse. But that is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic news.